We're Spoken Youth. I'm Maisie.
I'm Trinity.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Caitlin.
One of the reasons I think reality TV is so appealing is because it gives us a life away from our own life. It's almost like, you know, looking into a very specific situation where everything's so dramatic. And that's kind of entertaining because I know for a lot of people, especially during quarantine, there wasn't a lot going on. So I guess that just influx of sometimes very intense drama was entertaining, and it was very immersive because there wasn't anything else going on.
With reality TV, watching that drama as opposed to having it within your own personal life, there's a sort of comfort and safety to knowing that it's on TV and knowing that no matter how out of hand it gets, it's not really getting out of hand to make it a package, you know, TV show. It's not real life. So that watching it and knowing that, you know, as these people are freaking out at each other, that it's going to be okay. You know, it's not going to get to a point where it's, you know, ruining my life, even if they're ruining theirs. It's like, it draws you in and then you're sort of watching through the glass. You don't actually have to be a part of it.
But I think, like, I was interested in, like, watching lives that, like, weren't my own. And I think, like, that's something that's super popular, like, in our culture today, is, like, we want to know, like, what everyone's doing. We want to know, like, the backstory to them because, like, we're very nosy. I feel like our generation's very nosy. And so I watch reality TV because I'm a very nosy person and I want to know what people's lives are like.
I feel like a lot of the people on reality TV also has, like, big personalities, and I feel like that's really like the show's like way of like seeking out people. The people that they get, like, they know they're probably gonna get into a fight, or like they know they're gonna cause an argument over like something ridiculous, and I feel like that's what makes it reality TV.
It doesn't matter to me that it's so dramatic or that like people are having these intense arguments and people are doing crazy stuff and like walking off the set. Like, it doesn't matter to me in that way because I can just turn it off and I feel safe in knowing that at the end of the day, it's just TV and I can walk away from this because it's not my life.
Does it matter to you to know that a reality TV show is fake? Personally, I feel like all TV is produced. There's stuff in context that's left out. So at the end of the day, no matter how real something you're watching is, there's probably something you're missing. Unless a situation in TV plays out exactly how it was in real life, you're gonna be missing something. So the fakeness of the show doesn't matter as much as long as they're not pretending to do things, because then it defeats the purpose of reality TV.
People themselves, even without, you know, being pressured by producers or by editors or directors or whatever, are gonna act in a certain way that they want to be seen on camera. They're thinking, like, people are going to watch me in their homes who have never met me before, and this is how I want them to see me. I think as long as you go into it knowing that, not that it's fake or real, but just that it's a produced TV show, and you have the understanding that what you're seeing isn't always just what it is. Like, just on the surface, you have to understand that there's a lot of people involved in making this. And I think that when you go in knowing that, it actually is more enjoyable.
I have this understanding that, like, reality TV is glamorized, but I also feel like life nowadays is kind of glamorized, like, everywhere you look. So it's like reality TV, like, I know it's fake, but that's not really different from anything else, like, in my life. Like, when I go on Instagram, like, that's fake. And, like, even in a sense when, like, I'm going to school, like, people are always going to put out this best version of themselves. So in that sense, I don't think, like, the idea that it's fake has never bothered me because it's kind of like, this is what life is now. It's glamorized and that's kind of like normal now.
I kind of like really relate to what Trinity said because it kind of goes into like the perspective of what's like really fake or what's really real. And I feel like everything around us, we're always trying to portray some type of like best version of ourselves or trying to portray something that will appeal to someone else or say something that will appeal to someone else. So like, people know that they're being recorded in reality TV. Like, they know that if they say something, they're going to get a reaction, whether that reaction is like a lot of love or a lot of hate. Like, they go into these type of things like knowing that. And I feel like that's not like too different from like what we do. Like sometimes I'll do something to gain like attraction or just to gain like, I don't know, some type of like appeal towards myself. And I feel like that's what reality TV is about. So like it doesn't bother me as much because I'm entertained, but like I understand it.
Reality TV is gonna go on forever. I don't think it's ever gonna stop. I think like television and like the original context of like a show coming out every week, I think that's kind of like and being broadcasted, I think that's kind of dying down in a way, like with our generation and teenagers, like because there's like now YouTube and like streaming services and stuff like that. But like I think in a sense, I think it's always gonna live on. I mean, like now you have like vloggers on YouTube and they're like recording their everyday lives, and it's a little bit more personal and broken down. It's still glamorized in the way that reality TV is. So I think in some sort of way, I definitely think reality TV is going to go on forever. I don't see it ever stopping.